Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is our 55-minute program, and my sincere intention, as always, is to bring you loving messages and information about the angels and the archangels. So at this moment, I want to invite all the angels and archangels and all beings of light to be with us, to bring in their guidance and assurance for the highest good of all. Please surround us with divine light and let only divine truth come through. Thank you, God and angels. So tonight I have a special guest. Before I introduce her, I do just want to mention something as a reminder. What angels have been reminding us for a long time, angels and ascended masters and the archangels, they're supporting us during these times of energy changes and acceleration. And they help us by raising our frequencies. We can do that, and I have talked about this before, surrounding yourself and your loved ones with the golden white light of divine source with the violet flame. So every time you do that, you begin to perceive more and more comfort and clarity in your life. It really does help, and the angels wanted me to remind you of that. So, in connecting to angels, we do as in prayer, meditation, we also use angelic tools as crystals and essential oils. And in tonight, we will be talking about numerology. So, our guest tonight, Allison Bogman, is a professional numerologist. She's an author, she's a lecturer, she's a Reiki master, she does a lot of things. She's a frequent radio show guest, and she was the host of Visible by Numbers, a weekly radio show about numerology here on BBS Radio. Allison first discovered numerology as a child. She studied it for all her life and has been reading as a professional for over 13 years for people across the United States and internationally. She has continued her studies with wide range of metaphysical subjects, focusing on other divination tools. Allison reads for clients from all walks of life on a daily basis, and her website is www.visiblebynumbers.com, which gives you additional information if you want to know more about her work, her readings. She has wonderful articles about numerology. So, I do want to let you know that we will open the lines after we talk a little bit with Allison, and you will be able to call in and get your guidance through numbers from Allison. We will ask you to give your date of birth, the month, day, and year when you call in. So, without further delay, let me introduce Allison Bogman. Hi, Allison.
Hi. Hi, Linda. Thank you. Thank you so much for the introduction, and it's kind of nice to be back on BBS, even as a guest. So, thanks for
it's
having me.
It's wonderful to have you as a guest. I do want to mention, you know, that I listened to you sometimes when you were on. Probably a few years ago, you were on for 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And you're very inspiring, let me tell you. I really enjoyed listening to you. And I said, one day I'm going to invite Allison on the show to be with us.
Thank you.
And that happened. So thank you for being on tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
So I know that there's, all the energies that are going on, of course, but do you want to first talk about what is numerology? Maybe our listeners can just, you know, understand what it is and what could they learn from numerology.
Well, really, you know, numbers, we think in terms of numbers of adding and subtracting them. We think in terms of mathematics, but really mm-hmm. numbers are symbolic for energy. And in order to measure anything, you need numbers. And so when we look at a person's numerology chart, we're looking at their date of birth and their name that they were given at birth and all of the letters of the alphabet and the numbers in their date of birth. That, you know, there's a bunch of calculations, but it all boils down to more or less your numeric code. Mm-hmm. It's almost like your cosmic code, and it's the energy that makes you the unique person that you are. Numerology not only can tell you, you know, what your natural born talents are, potentially where you've been in a past life, what you've picked up along the way, what you're here to do, what your soul is here to achieve. But numerology also identifies the energy that comes into your life each and every year. So it also helps to explain your experiences in life. So the amount of information that's in a numerology chart is really immense. And mm-hmm. What I found is an extremely accurate divination tool. So I think it's really something, it's kind of like if you had a key code to your life, if you had the instruction manual, if you knew, I mean, why wouldn't you look into that and try to understand your numerology on a deeper level?
Oh, absolutely. As I was mentioning before, the angels have always guided me to look at numbers. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes the angels present to us, you know, sequence of numbers, and I'm sure you have seen this. But besides that, how would you just a little bit different numerology from other spiritual arts, Allison? How would you explain that?
How would I explain numerology from something? I think that
different from the spiritual arts that we use, you know, astrology or different tools.
Sure. Well, God didn't leave us clueless on this planet, I don't think. And there's a tremendous amount of divination tools to help to give us guidance. Numerology happens to be one of them. But I really believe that the divine speaks to us in numbers because numbers is the universal language. It's understood in every single country by every single person on the planet. And so, you know, for me, you know, it's a very special divination tool. And really, it is divine language. I mean, people, you know, don't understand when you study numerology, as long as I've studied it, the language of numerology really validates spiritual philosophy in every way, shape, and manner. Mm-hmm. And we are all spiritual beings having a physical existence. You know, we're here. This is what our souls are here to do. So, you know, for me, I mean, I'm a little bit prejudiced towards numerology, but I do believe mm-hmm. that all the other tools are just, you know, other ways of giving you guidance and insight.
You're absolutely right. I believe that as well. You know, it's something that helps us and guide us, and I think I read this on your website. It guides us in our life.
Sure.
And it's same thing. It's part of our soul. You know, if we embrace it, our soul is speaking to us.
Sure.
You're saying we are that unique individual. We're not like sure. anyone else.
Sure. And that's really how I kind of look at it when I do a reading is I am able to interpret the numbers and therefore start that conversation between the person I'm doing the reading for and what their soul intended. So it's kind of like starting a soul conversation for them. You mm-hmm. know, that's kind of how I look at it. How do you speak to your soul? Well, look at your numerology chart. And truly, you know, you will discover, you know, a great deal of insight in understanding it.
And it also helps us, well, to see what's happening on our planet. I know that you give predictions. You were giving
sure.
predictions of 2012. Mm-hmm. Could you just give a few of what you've learned?
Well, what I've done for several years is really kind of interesting because the first time that I did a prediction, I did it on a show on BBS. I was a guest, and mm-hmm. someone asked me what I thought was going to be upcoming for 2008. And I mm-hmm. had never really given much thought to doing predictions, world predictions. Mm-hmm. But I thought about it for a second, and the next thing you know, I found myself literally speaking about the economic downfall that we all were going to experience in 2008. That's what I saw, based on the numbers. So from that point on, I really started studying and applying myself to trying to make predictions based upon the universal year number and other elements of numerology. And some of the things that are really kind of amazing is I did say for 2012 it was going to be the years of accidents, planes, trains, automobiles, or any form of transportation. Of course, we've seen a tremendous amount of this from train accidents, bus accidents, plane accidents, boat accidents, you name it. You know, I talked about, you know, the wind being one of the major key elements in the weather. There is the 2012 page where I made those predictions. I actually made them in November of 2011. And what I've been trying to do is update them as the news, you know, when you see it online on the news media, you know, to update and to validate, you know, the accuracy of some of those. And just recently, you know, I said last year that Netflix was going to be, you know, experiencing a difficult year. And you know, sometimes to my own amazement, you know, I was reading articles about Netflix and in the shape that they're in. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool to be able to pull something like that out and have it actually, you know, be able to predict a company as specific as that. But it's based on a lot of things from numerology that I'm pull those.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that you use your intuition because you're very intuitive.
Well, I think sometimes, I think that, you know, Juno Jordan was one of the greatest numerologists that ever walked this planet. And if it wasn't for her work, numerologists, there's a huge quantity of that chart you wouldn't even have. She really is responsible for the essences, the pinnacles, the personal year, various different elements of that chart. And if you truly read Juno Jordan, she was one of the greatest prophets. She was one of the ones that literally predicted the shift in human consciousness. And there's a couple of articles that are on my website that explain, you know, what an incredible prophecy she made. So, you know, Juno Jordan also very specifically states that October is a precursor for the following year. So it's based on that information plus the numbers themselves, and I'm fairly certain a certain amount of intuition because things have a tendency to jump off the page at me. And so I seem to know that this is something that's important.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I think we add all that together, you know, I think this year is really turning out to be quite accurate.
I think it is. I think you were talking about the sun. Mm-hmm. So how about the weather and all these sun activities that we have?
Yeah. Well, it's common scientific knowledge that we're going into a solar maximum, and certainly the sun is going to be acting up, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it also, there was a lot of evidence in October of last year, in 2011, so that really made me key in on that. The weather, there was a lot of wind, a lot of...
There were windstorms
and things like that. And really what we're seeing this year is freak storms or weird storms, a lot of wind, you know, storms. And then those winds cause electrical outages, and we've seen that as well this year, and that was one of the predictions.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I think the sun plays into it, the weather. Global warming plays into the weather. There's a lot of things. I think that, you know, quite honestly, we've become complacent. You know, things that are odd and bizarre that are happening, we're just, you know, it's happening so often, they no longer are odd and bizarre.
Yeah.
But really, there's, you know, I'm pretty sure that there are some people, you know, that do the weather that are shaking their heads going, I've never seen this before in my life. You know, and certainly there's been a lot of evidence of that, just ridiculously strange weather occurrences.
It's a year of a lot of energy, changes, acceleration. I know that we've all felt it.
Sure, absolutely.
So it's. I think it's important to really know who we are, where are we going. And this year is because we're opening so much to our consciousness.
Sure.
You know what? We have already two callers on the line, Allison.
Sure,
just going to bring them in, and then we'll take a little break later, okay?
Okay.
Are you okay with that? So
sure.
That way we won't keep them waiting. So the first one is Michelle. Hello?
Hey, hi.
Hi,
Michelle.
Thank
you for having me tonight. I appreciate it. I very much admire Allison and her work and yours as well.
Thank you.
And you were speaking of the shifts in 2012 and all of these phenomena and all these things people are experiencing. Mm-hmm. Myself recently survived a brain tumor and... had a very profound experience with a healing angel in my hospital room when I was recovering.
Wonderful.
And it sort of sparked a journey that came to the forefront, actually in January of this year, when I really started feeling more focused and getting well, working towards getting back into normal everyday life. I made tremendous changes in my life. I moved across country. I just felt completely compelled to make these changes and drawn to the area that I moved to, which happens to be a very spiritual community. Mm-hmm. And as I was driving across country, I had an experience of my radio stopped playing, and I thought, you know, is there a disaster? Is there some sort of emergency coming through? And I clearly heard voices say that in order that we must, and then the voices faded, we must expand. And I knew at that moment that the, even more so, that the angels were with me. I stopped along my journey in Sedona, Arizona on my 48th birthday and had some wonderful experiences in the vortexes there, and I had a photo of my aura taken. And it was the intuitives in the town where I had the photo taken said they weren't able to read my aura because they had never seen anything like it. So I contacted some of my intuitive friends, many that are actually in Allison's circle. Mm-hmm. And one of them has a son who can see people's auras. And they asked this little boy what my aura meant, what he saw. And he said, the angels are with that lady, Mommy. Mm-hmm. So I'm on this tremendous journey. And I'm following Allison and what she's saying and many other intuitive friends in her circle and listening to you as well. And where I'm at now, and my question is, I feel that all of these things that have transpired in my life from my brain tumor forward, specifically from January 2012 to now, mm-hmm. is all in an effort for the divine to lead me towards my soul purpose, which will be become my career. I am feeling called to serve. But I'm putting myself out there. I'm volunteering. I'm going to all of these workshops and spiritual events and putting myself out there. And I feel like I'm on the verge of it, whatever it is happening. But it just hasn't yet. And I wondered if you can see that, if you can tell me what you think.
Can you give me your date of birth, please, Michelle?
I have it here. It's January 27, 64.
Okay,
right?
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience in letting me tell that story because it's
no, I loved your story.
It's a wonderful story.
But don't feel, I just want you to know that do not feel like, you know, so many light workers have been awoken or their lives have been just shaken up. And since the year 2000, it's been crazy. And even in my own experience reading for people, so many people, you know, people open up to me about their experiences that are very spiritual and very moving that have literally changed the course of their life. And I just believe that there's this army of light workers that are being woke up at this time. I do want to share with you that I feel that you are, for me, you have a life path number that would suggest that you are a psychic medium, a clairvoyant that you see. But that's not to say that you don't hear, feel, and all the rest. But your three life paths, in that really prophetic dreams, visions, you know, and it's very strong with clairvoyant because you have a good imagination and then the ability to see things in pictures. So I just want to just say to you that even though you had this brain tumor, I would feel that you probably have had some experiences prior to that, maybe dreams or things. Yeah. So so I'm saying that I see very strong. And I also see in your birthday that there is an element here about helping the world. Do you understand? It's about helping the world at this time. Do you understand?
Yes.
And I see this a lot in charts of people that have decided that this is what they're meant to do. I'm also going to tell you that deep down inside of you, sorry, but I see this as well, you are a wise old sage. There's so much knowledge and wisdom inside of you. I believe gifts yet to be discovered. The one thing that I would tell you is I very strongly encourage you to believe, empower yourself, but believe in yourself, self-love, self-worth, self-esteem, confidence. This is very important for what you're here to achieve. Now, exactly how old are you right now? I'm sorry, I just don't want to do the math at this time of night because I'm
sure, 48.
Okay, thank
48.
You.
48.
Yeah, and I feel that everything that's ahead of you, I mean, I do see everything that's ahead of you really wants to put you out in front of people to be inspirational. You have a lot of these opportunities.
Yes.
Use your words. Use your creativity. You know, use this ability that you have. I just see you, whether it's writing it, like writing it or speaking it, but I see this wonderful inspirational energy. So this is the only path. This is the path you need to be on. This is the path you need to be on. You need to tap right into that creativity of yours and using your words. I really feel that you're in a very blessed year this year, and I often find that sometimes people have medical issues in a sixth year, but they're also very protected. And it's so funny you said that you felt that the angels are around you because in a sixth year it's like you have angelic protection. So this year is really surrounded. But next year I would say for you that I don't know if you have the opportunity where you are to study, perfect your what you have. You understand?
Yes.
But it's about reading, studying, perfecting. I would tell you that next year is really also diving into that, your inner guru. Do you understand? The inner guru that you have. And spending time in meditation and prayer, studying, perfecting. And that's where I see next year very strongly for you. Now, I do think that August should bring you some sudden unexpected changes or maybe some opportunities or some expansion. So for August, I want you to just open up and whatever comes your way, new people, new opportunities, new what, you know, be a little bit like a Dora the Explorer and be a little bit more adventuresome and just open and embrace any new things that might come to you and remain very adaptable in August because, you know, some things may come up out of the blue. September, I don't know who you love or who your family is, but I feel there's a very strong focus on that. But October, pay attention because really October is going to give you the energy that you're going to feel all next year. And so October, you may get an opportunity to take some classes or to study someone, or maybe you might want to put it out there to help bring you a teacher or a mentor. You know, but look for that in October. Connect to your spiritual self. And as you move into next year, I'm going to just very strongly say, I really feel you really got to go through this year of perfecting what you have and learning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now, listen, I'm going to interrupt here because I want to give her two little messages.
Okay, sure.
Because we have the other person on the line. So you're right on, Allison, what you were saying to Michelle, because the first two cards that came out, first of all, was integrity, that you are aligning all your actions in your life so they match your values, and you are working towards that this year. And I also felt that it would be in 2-3 months that changes would come. But also what strongly came out is that, Michelle, you are profoundly clairvoyant. So, you know, you see things, you know things, you see through your mind's eye as well as you know, physical sight. You have that spiritual vision. And so that helps you a lot with your healing. And it also helps you in learning and teaching others. So, like Allison was saying, you know, try to read more, try to learn something new because something is really expanding for you. And let me tell you that you're surrounded by ascended masters. You have Kuan Yin, you have Mother Mary, you have the Archangel Michael as well. So it's very, very important that you do follow your guidance.
Right. Exactly.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Hope and a lot of validation. I'm very grateful.
It is. I love the validation. Thank you so much for calling in, Michelle.
Thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful evening. And thank you again for all the work that you do for humanity. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Our next caller, let's see if she's still there. Lisa?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. Let me give Allison your birth date. That's 11/22/1963.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Lisa, do you have a specific question, or you just want me mm-hmm. to give you what I've got?
Yeah, the last year has been really crazy.
Yeah.
And a lot of loss in my life, and I'm yeah. just looking for a general reading. Is there any hope or uplook for the future?
Mm-hmm. There's always hope for the future, sweetheart.
mm-hmm.
Okay. First and foremost, I just want you to understand, and I just want to touch you, and I want you to understand just really how special you are. And, you know, you were born with the wisdom of the ages inside of you. You really do see things on such a level. You know, when they say see beyond the veil, you have this ability to just see things, see the truth in all things. You seek the truth in all things. Very strong spiritual energy here. Of course, psychic, clear knowing. You just know things without knowing why you know it. I'm sure no one can lie to you. You could spot a liar a mile away, that's for sure. I do think that you brought knowledge with you that maybe you've gone to study something and then it's just really bizarre that you already seem to know it. But trust me, you've been a spiritual person in past lives. And you brought a lot of that wisdom and knowledge with you in this lifetime. I'm going to tell you that you have opportunities in your life to make something, create something real and lasting that helps humanity or something that lasts on this planet. The one thing I would tell you is not to be overwhelmed by your ambition, because you may have a dream or felt as though there's something you've always wanted to do, but you're overwhelmed because it just seems too huge for one person. But there is an element in your chart, so strong in your chart, that potentially you could do something that could truly help humanity. And you have master energy that sits in your chart very strongly, and I'm going to tell you that master energy, a lot of people want it, and God bless them, the ones that came with it, because that just means you're on a mission. But sometimes it does make life difficult. Sometimes through the loss of our loved ones, that connects us to our more spiritual self, or that gives us pause for thought to think about things on a deeper level. I feel that you've always thought of things on a deeper level. I almost feel as though you feel as though you've never really quite fit in, that you've kind of felt like an alien.
True.
Yeah. But you have this incredible, incredible knowledge that's already inside of you. You're a spiritual teacher. And you have a lot of the psychic going on. I know that this year's been rough for you, but next year will be so much better. You know, this year can bring loss. But next year, you know, I'm really going to encourage you, and you'll see this energy starting to come in October. And I feel as though this will lift, this heaviness will start to lift somewhat in October. And I'm going to tell you to next year to be as creative, or try, you know, how can I be creative? How can I get in touch with my inner child? How can I express from my heart? How can I use my words? Because really you're coming up on that type of energy next year. And I feel your clairvoyance or your seeing or your dreams, because I'm sure you get stuff in dreams. Probably some dreams you can't even explain, but I really feel like a lot of that will probably come through next year for you. Honey, you got some work to do. It ain't over. And you've got some great things to do. It's about, in master energy always matures late in life. And sometimes we get to a certain point in our life and we think, well, I'm already old. You know, what's the point? But honestly, your best years are yet to come, and you've got some important stuff to do. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. And you are connected to the spiritual side of you, are you not?
Yes.
Okay. And you know that you're...
I see numbers.
Honey, you should be a numerologist.
All the time, 111, 222. And, I don't know what to think of that.
Honey, when you see the numbers, mm-hmm. the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, is communicating to you. It's a cosmic code to your soul. It's a wake-up call. And I feel that when people see repetitive numbers, it sets off almost like an awakening within that person. So start taking those steps towards, you know, maybe embracing new ideas, new thoughts, more spiritual things, But it is a communication from God and your soul. And repetitive numbers, you know, sometimes it freaks people out, but really, honestly, it's your guides, it's your angels, it's the divine, it's all communication to you, and you should always look at it as being a very positive thing. So if you've been seeing these numbers, this is time for you to kind of, you know, you've always questioned, why am I here, what is the purpose of life? You've always asked those deeper questions, but now it's about, you know, stepping into the fact that you are a walking, talking, wise old sage, darling. You are a spiritual teacher in every sense of the word, and it's about stepping into that.
So I am going to I'll comment here, Lisa.
Go ahead, Linda. Go ahead. I'm sorry if I.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Lisa, I just want to. I want to tell you before I have my angels. They're saying you have to tell her. You have to tell her. So the first archangel that you have is Raphael. So when you're saying about the numbers, like Allison is saying, it is absolutely divine guidance. You know, you can see the sequence of numbers in clocks, digital clocks, and billboards, and on the license plates. And it is the angels. It's your guides, your spirit's guides. You know, just receive the guidance. That's what Archangel Raphael is saying. He's the healer of God, and he's saying receive the guidance from the light, because this can aid you, and this can help you, and this can heal you. And so there's a profound transformation going on in your soul and in your physical body. So just, you know, receive this. Receive it as a gift. Know that they are around you. Another thing that they're saying also is maybe you can use crystals. Crystals is also, you know, has a lot of energy, has a lot of frequency, and can support you. So any kind of, I'm thinking of the amethyst or any kind of green color, green crystal would be very helpful for you at this time.
And meditate, too, you know, because for someone like yourself, mm-hmm. you need to do that on a daily basis. And also, you need your rest, you need your sleep, you know. So, and if life slows down for you and gives you an opportunity where maybe you're not as busy as everyone else, you know, that's almost like it's your birthright, because that should give you an opportunity to work with your mind and to work with your soul and to work with this part of you that, you know, it doesn't quite feel like it fits in, but honestly, you know, sometimes people walk the path less traveled, and your path is one that's less traveled. It's, you know, it's bringing onto this planet a tremendous amount of wisdom that's deep down inside of you. So you need to make that connection. You need to make that connection. And that's what's going on with you right now, is this mm-hmm. whole, as Linda said, transformation.
So and absolutely, it will change, right, Allison? I feel also.
Absolutely.
October, November, the energies will be a little bit, everything will be accelerated, but I think we will be able to go with the flow a little bit
sure.
better.
Sure. And I see okay. things ahead That's of wonderful. For her that are very positive, but I do see the loss, and I understand. But mm-hmm. in all of our lives, sometimes there's a big shake-up sometimes that just, you know, everything is serves a purpose. We may not understand at the time what the purpose is, but down the road, we're quite often able to look back and understand how this profoundly changed us and really kind of set us down a different direction. So sometimes, you know, it's just trusting.
Exactly. Yeah. Lisa, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you both. Bless you.
God bless
you, bless you, and take
thanks
care of yourself.
Thanks for
calling. Bye. Okay, so we are going to take a break right now. Let me give out those numbers so our listeners can keep on calling in. The numbers at bbsradio.com is 1-888-627-6008. That is toll-free, 1-888-627-6008, or 530-413-4522. We're going to take a small break, and we will return in about 90 seconds.
There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com. I am Linda Torres, and our guest tonight is Allison Bachman. She is a professional numerologist, so call in and get your numerology reading, which is wonderful. Allison has so much experience. We had just two callers right now, which was really great, so I hope we are helping them. So, Allison, going back to our conversation, while we have a caller, you were talking about predictions. Do you want to talk a little bit about what's going on in August this year?
Well, August is an interesting month. I feel that there's a strong correlation with some karmic balancing in mm-hmm. August. And so I feel as though, like, you know, what goes around comes around. But this is like everywhere on the planet. You have to understand it's universal energy, so it affects everywhere. So, yes. You know, for me, one of the key things that I would key in is looking for scandals or looking for karmic balancing with companies, perhaps unethical behavior, things like that. The eight also represents as above, so below. So I also feel as though this kind of opens that doorway to the divine, so perhaps some rather intense energy there that people are feeling. I really feel that as we progress, as we continue. Oh, I love my little doggy. He wants to be on your show.
I think he is all excited too.
Well, I think so. Well, he just wanted to go to bed about an hour and a half ago, so he doesn't know what to do with himself. but anyhow, I feel as we progress through the year, I find that everyone's like saying, I almost feel like I'm waiting for the shoe to drop, the other shoe to drop, or they're feeling like they're waiting for something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but there's a certain amount of anticipation, but I really feel things will heat up and get intense, especially when we get into September. I feel like September should be, quite
a little bit better, right?
Well, no, I feel September should be, when you really understand it, it's going to be the five universal month in the five universal year. And mm-hmm. then everyone on the planet also will have double energy in September as well. So whatever your personal month number, you'll be experiencing your personal year number and your personal month number in September. So September is always an intense time for everyone because whenever you double anything in numerology, you intensify the energy.
You were saying August is the eighth month, but with the year,
it's a four universal month in a five mm-hmm. year is mm-hmm. an 8 month. Usually an 8-4 combination is karmic balancing, so there's some karmic balancing going on. Mm-hmm. But also with it being an eight, whenever you look at an eight, it's the infinity symbol. It's as above, so below. There's always that element with the eight.
Yes.
And as I said, you know, September becomes even more intense. So I'm just really kind of, interested in see. I feel a lot of things will start to change, and we'll see major shifts.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that with the angels too, as they said that they're, you know, the energy yeah. will start changing. Right now, maybe it's a time that we can work on goals or things that we want to plan. When we get to September, October, November, we already have them in place, and things will start just sure. rolling out. We do have a caller. We have a caller, and it's Mark. I'll give you his birth date. Is 6/11/1959. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Fine. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for Allison?
I just based on the numbers, what do you see for the rest of this year, possibly, and going into the next year?
Okay, well.
What's been happening?
Yeah. Well, from what I see here, this year may have, whether there's a lot of work or there's a lot on your plate this year, but that would be how I would see this as being that this is very, may even feel as though a little bit overwhelming. And this year, certainly, the purpose of this year is to kind of show you what it is that you need to change or what elements of your life you need to change next year. So this year, kind of like, limits you or puts limitations around you or makes you kind of have to be more disciplined or more focused, and there's a lot more to do. But yeah, it's just not, it may be not what you want. So next year I see some major changes for you coming in, and you are a five life path, and next year for you will be a 5 year, and those are usually very, very strong indicators of energy that comes in, and it's a very meaningful year. Whenever the personal year matches our life path number, it's usually quite meaningful. So I see that next major changes for you. When we kind of look through the rest of, I really feel that September, well, August for you, I would really suggest that if you could take some time off, or if you can take a vacation, or if you can relax a little bit, by all means, try to do that, because I feel September is going to be especially intense for you. Whether, you know, it's through work or travel or whatever you're doing, whatever's on your plate, I feel like you're going to be bogged down in September. And then when October comes, October is going to give you a taste of, or it will bring in the energy that you're going to experience in 2013. So you do want to pay attention to your October. And October should bring to you expansion. Certainly maybe multiple opportunities or new experiences or new people, but you definitely want to, starting in October, let your ideas be known. If there's any changes that you have been wanting to make, or if you're anticipating something to break open, or you're going to see that happening in October. But you especially want to pay attention to what happens in October, because whatever happens in October, it's kind of like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, what happens in October usually is carried over into the next year. So, you know, if you meet new people, or if you have new opportunities, or if you're working on something in October, if the money's great, whatever the case may be, that's what you can anticipate in 2013.
And Mark was laughing because you live in Las Vegas, right, Mark?
Well, yeah, just a little bit outside of it.
Oh, well, then that would explain why I said that. Okay.
Yeah.
Random
anyway, validation. So, Mark, I just want to add also that Archangel Michael is working with you very strongly. So focus on really taking care of you right now, because you have exactly a lot of energies around you. But Archangel Michael is saying, you know, shield yourself. Sometimes we pick up energies from the environment and from other people, and so you have kind of that fear-based energy around you, so that doesn't help you very much. So just try to shield yourself with Archangel Michael. Blue light, blue ray is very healing, or the violet flame as well. Use that, and of course prayer and meditation helps you a lot as well.
And Mark, are you on a spiritual quest here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I'm seeing for you. I mean, this is very strongly spiritually related, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to validate that for you. You have some work to do.
it's been ongoing. I'm going at it headway, jumping right into it.
Absolutely.
Quite a journey, let me say.
Yeah.
It is quite a journey, but it'll get a little bit more intense. But you know what? You will have options. It's like, you know, the angels are giving you options, and just open up to that wisdom right now. You know, be open to it. Don't close up.
And think of television, radio, media, books, communication. Okay.
I'm sorry. What was that last thing?
Television, radio, media, books, communication.
Communication.
Yeah, because you're really the energy that you're working with, especially in the latter years, I feel it's, you know, healing and helping others, but at the same time I feel that the path, what it allows is you have the writer all over you, a gift with words. So I feel you could be inspirational, so whether that's using your words, speaking to people, television, radio, media, books, but try tapping using that. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're
God bless you.
Okay, have a good night.
You too.
Thank
you.
You too.
Okay. That was it. I think we have another caller, just can't. Okay, we do have a caller. Tracy and Allison, that date is 5/29/1962. Hi, Tracy.
I should have done your numbers.
Hi.
5/29.
Okay, I got 529-1962.
The only thing I know, Allison.
I'm seeing here is a pattern with you pulling in a lot of people with master numbers. Linda, and what I usually find is that whoever is the host of the show, generally their listening audience has equal energy. They usually pull in people with like energy. So that's why I was just, I'll have to do your number sometime.
That's interesting. We do.
Okay. So I heard May 29th, 1962. I know this person?
Yes. This is Tracy. I've taken your classes.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Up past my bedtime.
Yes.
So do you have a special question, Tracy?
Yeah, because Tracy doesn't. Tracy, what'd you call for?
I've never been read by you, though.
What'd you say? You've never
been
read by me.
I've never been read by you. I think it's exciting.
Oh, well, of course, we're just doing it from the date of birth. But, you know, girl, I'm just going to be succinct here, okay? You have your path, and what you're meant to do is spiritual, period. And you have, as I said before, your seven-life path. And so your ability to understand spiritual philosophy, the wisdom that you brought in, the knowledge that you brought in, you have a gift with analysis. And also, it's kind of like left brain, right brain. You know, it's like you have a computer for a brain, and yet at the same time, you have that psychic insight. You are a messenger. So psychic is written very strongly into your chart. And the reason why we're in my class is because you will make a brilliant numerologist. And I have to say, and I'm going to say this on the radio, okay, so you can tape this and put it on your website someday. You are really brilliant. You are brilliant at numerology. And I'm going to say this, that a lot of numerologists have a very superficial understanding of numerology. And then there are some people, you know, when you understand the full chart and every aspect of the chart and how to use that chart and understand interpretation, that's when you really got the golden ticket. And let me tell you, Miss Tracy, you've got the golden ticket. You really have, you walked away from that class and you got it. And I feel that you're really going to be brilliant at it. I don't know if you need a reading from me, but I'm really going to strongly encourage you to shut my dog up first and foremost. No, just kidding. I'm going to encourage you to just continue with what you're doing. And someday, maybe you'll write a numerology book, or you'll teach others and share the wisdom that you have. You know?
Yeah, I'll mention here something also. What came out is... Tracy, something on books. Absolutely. Your guardian angels are saying, you know, your life purpose involves writing or reading or, you know, writing a book or selling books, you know, spiritual books. But it's all around this literature, and you have the knowledge to do this. It's something from a past life, it feels. You bring this from a past life, one of your previous lifetimes. So, you know, just working with your angels to help you remember exactly what it is about writing or reading. You are very guarded and protected. You have two guardian angels right now that are working with you. And, you know, one thing also that Archangel Michael says, work with Michael, because he takes away all kinds of fears. If you have, you know, a little bit of fear or doubts, you know, Archangel Michael can help you feel just, you know, safe and give you a little bit more guidance. So that's what Michael is saying right now. You are definitely guarded and protected. You have so much to give to others. You have like this goodness inside your heart, which is beautiful. He also says that attending or giving speeches, workshops or seminars, similar to that, Tracy, would be really helpful for you.
Right. Mm. Absolutely. And you're one of those people that already know your path, and you know your path, because this feels right to you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right. And you're going to be
brilliant.
I finally
found it. Only took me 50 years.
You do your best work in your 50s, child. So you have a lot of help. There's humanity all around you, helping humanity, and that's really where you need to focus your energy. And I really honestly feel that you are, you know, one of the exceptional students that I've ever taught. So it was a pleasure to teach you, but it's even more of a pleasure to see you be so incredibly insightful with the knowledge that you were given. So this is I expect you to be a force to be reckoned with before long, my dear.
She will be.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
And remember, you're Tracy, you're an old soul, so you have a lot of wisdom, okay?
She does. She does.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling tonight.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Have a nice evening.
God bless.
Bye.
Good night. Gosh, we're almost out of time, Allison.
Ah, how quickly time flies when you're having fun, right?
Exactly. We're having too much fun. Let me see. I wanted to just make one announcement before we go. You know, August 22nd is, we celebrate Be an Angel Day, and I just wanted to put that out there. You know, August 22nd is a day where people around the world are encouraged to be like angels and to do one small act of service for others. We call ourselves God's selfless servants, and we can all do that. One of my teachers and mentors, she was the founder of Be an Angel Day, Janie Feldman, and she was inspired to celebrate this day, you know, many, many years ago in 1993. So each year, you know, we celebrate, we bring the message of love. So those who wish to participate, you know, we just encourage you to go within your heart, celebrate. However the God voice within you inspires you, you know, you can do it on an individual basis or in a group or give a class or holding an angel party, a group meditation. If you're in the Portland, Beaverton area in Oregon, I'm going to have a angel meetup on August 16th, and you're welcome to attend that. That's on my website. So I just wanted to announce Be an Angel Day. And before we go, we do have one more caller. We'll just take her right away. Okay, Allison? I just don't want to keep her on the line.
Oh,
hello. Just one more. Debbie?
Yes, thank you.
Look, we're going to do it really fast. So, Debbie, you're...
I just wanted to...
714-53. Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to know if you could tell me my life purpose.
Did you say 714-1953?
So, yeah. She's July 14th, 1953.
Yes.
Okay, your life purpose. Well, sometimes for that heavy of a question, I really like to look at the name at birth, but I'm going to tell you that you have a tremendous, it seems as though a lot of the people have a tremendous gift with words and expression, and I feel that you could be very inspirational, and so I do see author very strongly with you. I also see psychic with you as well, psychic mediumship, and I feel really strongly that the latter years, like 50 and beyond, I think that you've maybe come into that, I mean, it might even be before that, but I'm just feeling as though you're kind of maybe waking to this path or wanted to go down that path. And I really feel that whatever you do from here on out, you want to work on developing that connection to your soul and meditation and, mm-hmm. you know, go to that spiritual path and trust that everything is exactly as it should be. Do you understand that? Whatever happens
yes.
in your life, whatever comes in, it's meant to be. I really am not sure if you've ever considered being working in the spiritual field, but I feel as though you do have some gifts. But as I mm-hmm. said, sometimes something as heavy as that, I really like to look at the whole chart. So based on your life path and your birthday, I see the words speaking or writing, and I also see the spiritual being very strongly represented, especially in this time of your life.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Debbie, for calling. Remember to call on Archangel Michael. Because he could give you more divine guidance, okay? Just meditate with Archangel Michael.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless. So I want to thank you so much, Allison, for being on the show tonight. Let me give out your website. So if anyone wants more information or to get readings or read your articles, that is www.visiblebynumbers.com. And again, thank you. I appreciate that you were on the show tonight.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me on the show, Lynn. It was my pleasure. So thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you for all your passion for your work and the service that you give to others. And so to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in tonight. Until next time, may God bless you and the angels be with you always. Good night.
Good night.